Here we go. Go ahead and call me in order. Good, everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Moving forward, roll call please.
Shoot.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, roll call.
Okay. Shoot.
Here.
Grundike. McNaughton.
Here.
Mobile.
Here.
Needhammer.
Here.
Newton. Place.
Here.
Ross.
Here.
As you may recall, I have to be a little bit of Monica. All
right. I'll make a motion to excuse the two.
I'll second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Alright, let's move on to consent agenda. Approval of the minutes from January 20th, 2020.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
I've got one correction here.
Okay.
Under Great Lakes Energy Preliminary Development Plan, let's see, about halfway down, there's a word that appears to be misspelled, O-R-R-I-C-E-S, and maybe should be offices.
I caught that after I had sent out.
Okay.
But thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Any other corrections?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda with the note on the offices.
Motion to approve the minutes from last meeting, month's meeting, with the correction of the
spelling correction. Yes.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Move on to hearing citizens present on non-agenda items. Anyone? All right. Reports of officers, boards, and standing committees.
The marijuana task force met on January 27th and further refined the engagement strategy that we're going to deploy. I believe we're going to give an update to the city commission in February and then probably set some dates to start that public engagement.
All right. Anything else, Scott?
Nope.
Okay. Unfinished business, there's none. Let's move on to new business. A 301 Air Industrial Drive Development Plan Review. Scott?
As you may know, Great Lakes Energy bought that building on the corner of Air Industrial Park behind their facility, and they're using that for a staging area for a lot of the food stream and stuff. They want to get a little more indoor storage, so they're looking at basically doubling the size of that structure. Basically making that outdoor storage space indoor storage space.
Okay.
As currently is. It's going to resemble the building in style and architecture, and the basic access to the site and the circulation of the site is going to remain unchanged. The drainage is really not going to be impacted. It's a kind of a hard packed Afton stone they got there, and this is going to replace it with a building, so the runoff is really not going to change a whole lot. The existing drainage is going to be used to maintain the site. So our representatives are here, and they can go over their project and the update.
All right.
I'll go quickly first. I'm Steve Drake, CFO of Great Lakes Energy. I was here in January on a big project, and this is another one. As Mr. McPherson mentioned, we would like to extend that building out to the west because of it allows us to store during the construction period a Boeing, which is progressing quickly, and we'll probably, our board just approved, go ahead with phase two of Boeing, and we'll go back and ask them to approval on phase three, so we get the whole Boyd service area, two-thirds built this year and then another third next year. So it's a lot of inventory to bring in and account for and deploy. And we really feel that that site there will serve us not only, you know, help with Petoskey, but now also with Boyd. And then at some point in time, we'll be going down Waters and Kalkaska, and we'll be able to use this facility for those areas also. So it's coming together quickly, and it's not going to be something where we would abandon with the new, you know, with the main project. It's something that we're going to always need, just like on the electric side, we're going to need, we have need for storage for spare parts and construction projects and all that. We'll have the same thing on the fiber side for all these areas up here. So it's going to be a long-term investment for us and a very necessary thing for us to have. So I would like to turn over to Jay Weinman right now. This is the Weinman Construction. I think everybody probably knows we've done a lot of work in this area. We're going to bond down building. So a very, very good company. We're very privileged to have them take care of this project for us. So I'll turn it over to Jay.
Appreciate it. A lot more to say about it. It's a pretty straightforward project, pretty junior metal building. It looks real similar to the one that's already there, like Scott said. I guess I'll just take your questions.
Sure. Anyone have any questions? Do you have any questions?
No. But,
okay. Is that fence staying in the same spot there?
I believe that's the intent to keep where it is.
The fence?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that's probably the airport.
No, this fence.
Your fence.
Right there.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I do have one quick question.
Yeah, sure.
Great Lakes Connections, is this a subsidiary of Great Lakes Energy?
Yes, it's 100% subsidiary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of thrown off by
that. That's the ISP for the final project, so okay. There, yeah. So actually, all your Great Lakes will be renting that from them. It's all those workings.
Sure. Any questions? Question there?
Okay.
All right. At this point, let's close it with you guys. Let's look at over the review standards for this project. Scott, is there anything that kind of...
No, this is all pretty simple stuff. It's basically just making that outdoor storage space, indoor storage space, and nothing else on the site has changed. I have no concerns with it. The impacts are going to be pretty minimal. Like I said, I didn't find anything that struck out with me as a problem.
All right. So we go through general ordinance requirement. The subject parcel is located on 301 Air Industrial Park. This parcel is zoned PID and is approximately 1 acre. The site is flat and clear with no significant vegetation or topography. The proposal conforms to all dimensional and is requirements of the zoning district. And building design, the proposed building addition matches the materials and character of the existing structure. Preservation of significant natural resources. The proposed does not impact any significant natural resources or features. Streets not applicable. Access driveways and circulation. Existing driveways and circulation will be used, so no new driveways. Emergency vehicle access. The site has emergency vehicle access. Nothing really changed from before.
Okay.
Sidewalks, there are new sidewalks, barrier-free access. There's no need for that. Okay. Parking, the proposed use is additional cold storage area, no additional parking will be created. So because it's just a storage, there's no
parking demand created by this particular use.
Okay. Loading, no change to loading areas or outdoor storage areas proposed. I mean, obviously other than outdoors become indoor. Okay. Landscaping, no additional landscaping is proposed. Obviously you still have a fence that goes around it. It's kind of what it is right now. Soil erosion control, obtain soil erosion permit from Charlevoix County if required. Is there?
That's going to be a termination on their part.
Their part?
Yeah. Okay. And they may or may not require one.
Yeah, it's right in the borderline of the square footage.
Okay. But that's something that you'll be taking care of.
Absolutely.
Okay. Stormwater management, existing stormwater retention areas to be used to collect stormwater. There's no additional that's going to be needed?
No.
Okay. Lighting, additional lighting not shown in provided plan. Will there be additional lighting?
None other than what's required by Michigan Building Code.
Just like entrance door light, actually, and stuff. So
there
no sight lights.
Okay.
No signs, but not light signs, no.
Okay. Noise, this is similar to existing and not anticipated increase or change. Mechanical equipment, no mechanical equipment. Rooftop units shown on plans. So there's no mechanical equipment outside the building other than what's already heard. Okay. Signs, no additional signs proposed. Hazardous materials or waste, no hazardous materials or waste will be coming from the site. Okay. Other agency reviews as required. So if there's anything else you need to pull at that point. Does anyone have any questions about the findings of fact that I just went through? Okay. So at this point, I would just move a motion.
Make a motion to approve the Great Lakes Energy, Great Lakes Connection building addition.
As per the fact findings.
As presented.
Okay. Have a motion.
A motion.
Have a motion and a second. Roll call, Pat.
Shoot.
Yes.
McNaughton.
Yes.
Moblo.
Yes.
Needhammer.
Yes.
Ross.
Yes.
Place.
Yes. All right. Thank you, guys. Passes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Have a great evening.
Okay, let's move on to the 2025 Capital Improvement Plan Review.
As you may recall, every February, the Planning Commission renews the Capital Improvement Plan. The Planning Enabling Act requires that the Planning Commission develop a plan unless specifically exempted from that duty by the charter, which our charter does. But you still have an opportunity to review and make a recommendation. You don't have to. Discretionary in your part. So this is being provided for you and not. If you haven't seen a capital improvement plan before, basically this is the planning document that the city commission uses when they start their budgeting process to prioritize projects and budget for those. Just because something is in the plan doesn't mean done, and just because it's farther down the road doesn't mean it can't happen earlier. Sometimes opportunities present themselves that are unseen, and they take advantage of that, or other issues come up where projects can't be made. But this gives the city commission a good foundation of what the priorities for the next 6 years should be. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions or any specific comments with that summarize.
The water main under the East Street Bridge, was that something that we discovered needed to be repaired from the survey that we just had done?
No. The SAW survey was exclusively to sanitary and storm.
Sure.
The water system was not. That was a leak that was discovered, I believe, last year.
Okay. Sure, I don't remember reading it before. It was just kind of like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, and it's located. location on the bridge makes it somewhat of a logistical challenge in carrying equipment that people to fix that.
Hey, as this is my first time going through this, how is this set up? Obviously, Mark Fowler and Tim Foss have got some input into this.
Typically, the department heads, the capital plan for each year is submitted to them with the previous plan, and they review it, update it, and then submit it, and then I collate it and plan. Yeah, the water department and DPW have a big role in the development of it because, you know, primary, most of the primary capital projects come from those two departments.
Right. But then also the public safety as well.
Correct. You know, vehicle purchases in the police department and the department know the common things. Yeah. You may notice a few other items that the fire department and the ambulance department requesting that are, you know, big budget items.
Now, as far as, I got a series of questions.
Oh, sure, that's okay, Larry, yeah.
Now, as far as the road prioritization, is this based upon not only pavement conditions, but as well traffic studies at all, or amount of traffic?
Well, there's a number of factors that come into prioritizing those. Some is the funding sources and what roads are in line for funding. So that may push them up on the list. The PASER asset management is another factor that is used. And then, you know, the traffic. You know, highly used roads probably push up to the priority as opposed to the lower traffic roads. So, yeah, it's just one of the factors.
Okay. Is that, you know, it's noticing that, you know, obviously West Michigan is in a little bit worse condition. Front Street, mm-hmm. Pleasant Ave, and those are definitely more main streets. Okay, then, going back to the, I noticed that there's an interesting balancing act between different groups, that some years you can do more water, some years you do more pavement, etc. But the bottom line total for the total cost seems to be decreasing from 2020 through 2022. And I was just wondering, is it's not by much. 100 grand here or there.
But also, this doesn't take into effect the grants that we might get for the future projects.
Okay.
And a lot of that, we know for this year and the following year, that we'll be able to get grants, but further on, there's no understanding for that. So okay. A lot of projects are put on as well.
Okay.
Because you anticipate having to replace these items within the short time period, or if it's
what not. Are you
so in 2020 through 2021, there is a notation of a police purchase of vehicle number 332, as also mentioned in 2024 through 25. And then there's a wastewater to replace the 3/4-ton pickup for front plow, and that was in 2020 through 21, and then it's also mentioned again in 2025 through 26. But it doesn't mention if these are two different vehicles.
Well, they rotate vehicles through.
Right. Cycle. But the one, the police vehicle specific.
I can deal with the police vehicle, make sure that's correct.
And then the ambulance is on there, and then there's another police vehicle. 331 that's mentioned in 2023 through 2024 and also mentioned in the very following year. So just wondering if it's, you know, some people like to have new vehicles every few years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And some of these vehicles probably take on more use than others, and maybe that's what is considered part of their, but it's a question.
The police vehicles, they cycle in every couple of years.
Right.
About 100,000 miles they get on, and they get, so.
Yeah, and they only have a few of them.
Right, right, but when they have them marked the same one with 2 or 3 years, that's where.
And then they should be, you know, a typo or identification that shouldn't be.
But yeah, if we could find out clarification on that.
Yes.
It'd be good to know.
Yeah.
I do have to say, from years past to now, at least the type is nice and big this time.
Yeah.
I think last time was pretty small.
Yeah, this is an ongoing work in progress, and we try to make it better every year. One of the priorities of the city commission to kind of make this a better document.
Oh, absolutely. And then also it seems like there are, I don't want to say fewer items, but it does seem like it's a little bit more concise as to what. Because I think before we had like every little line item.
Right.
And I like this better.
Yeah. More focusing on those true capital projects as opposed to, you know, maintenance items and other things that, you know, are budgeted for, not necessarily capital projects.
Perfect.
And then just one last question in regards to the replaced sidewalks in poor conditions. We don't have any sort of indicator in this to show which ones. Is there something that the city has in place already?
That's done by the EPA, and it's kind of as funds available and opportunities are.
Okay, so there is something similar to the road mapping.
Yeah,
okay.
There is an assessment of the sidewalks that was done, and we try to update that. It's a pretty simplistic one, picture four.
Yeah, now, along those same lines, it would be good to make sure that existing sidewalks are continuous. There's some that just kind of peter out.
Yes.
Quick question on the roads. Some of them are listed as preventative maintenance, and then there's only one labeled as street reconstruction. Does preventative maintenance include everything, like just cracked seals?
Yeah, it can be a number of treatments. It can be like that slurry seals, or those kind of road seals, or it can be cracks, or it can be, you know, mill and fill, that kind of thing. So those treatments vary, so it's going to depend upon what situation is and what the funding is and what the need is.
Because obviously the mill and fill is going to be more long term, whereas crack sealing is very temporary.
Right.
I have an interesting question on that same in the roads. Where does striping fall into this?
That's more of a maintenance item.
Is it?
It's an annual.
But does the county cover the county roads, or does the city only have to pay for like the city owned streets?
Everything within the city is responsible for, except for M75 that comes through.
Okay.
And there's some debate on what sides, who does what. Are these our sidewalk crossings or yours?
Right.
So then county roads that are within the city limits, are they still?
Everything within the city is a city road.
Okay, so Fall Park Road is technically a county road once you get beyond.
Yeah, but it's a city road out to the city.
Up to city limits.
City limits.
Interesting.
There's some trade-offs with maintenance.
Right.
So, you know, for roads like that, we may negotiate with the county and plow it since they're going out that way anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And some trade-offs have gotten.
On the subject of striping, I'd like to see more striping rather than less. I mean, sometimes you play chicken. It's like narrow the roads.
Mr. Keith, so that's got to be an expensive thing we have to do every year.
Yeah, I think it's about a $13,000, $14,000 expenditure every year.
Wow, I would expect it to be more, to be honest with you.
I think that's what the budget did. Again, you have to make priorities.
Right, sure.
Is signage included in the road upgrade?
Maintenance of the signage is, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Scott. Well, that brings me to an interesting question. Does the marina maintenance manager? managed by the city? Yes. Talking about budget. Is the city getting pulled into this whole thing with what they're making the marinas do now, with the lake water being so hot?
I guess I'm...
There are marinas all over Michigan that are being forced to change out certain electrical components to help reduce the risk of electrocution. Because the lake levels have gotten so high that the risk has gotten higher. Has that impacted us in any way that you're aware of?
I'd have to ask Barb.
I think all the docks in the marina are floating docks.
Right.
The fixed docks have got that problem.
Have had that issue where they've got to work on that.
Yeah.
It just came up.
I do know the high water is causing her significant challenges. I'm not aware of any specific things.
The requirements like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Like I said, you can make a recommendation, or you can just receive a file, whatever you wish to do.
Okay. And we're making a recommendation to...
You make the recommendation to the city commission to adopt the capital improvement plan, not adopt it, adopt it with changes, or whatever you see fit.
If we'd like to make a motion to recommend that the city adopt this, I'm willing to make that motion to recommend the city to adopt the capital improvement plan.
So you're making a motion?
I'm making a motion.
There's a motion to adopt this?
To recommend. That the city adopt the capital improvement plan that we saw. I didn't have any questions.
What about the duplications in there? The city's going to look into that. So.
Yeah.
Just give direction on reviewing those items with various departments to make sure there's no duplication.
All right. Well, then I will rephrase my motion. I recommend that they adopt this after reviewing some of the duplication that we've seen, especially pertaining to, you know, truck numbers and such, to make sure that the duplicity is resolved.
Sure.
Or explained.
Thank you. All right.
I have a motion. Recommendation. Have a second?
I'll motion a second.
A motion and a second. Roll call, Pat.
Ross.
Yes.
Shoot.
Yes.
McNaughton.
Yes.
Moglo.
Yes.
Needhammer.
Yes.
Place.
Yes. All right. Let's move on to 2019 planning and zoning report. Another requirement of the Planning Enabling Act is that a annual planning report be submitted to the City Commission. So this is the position. I presented to this Planning Commission that is usually pretty familiar with everything in it. It's a summation of all these things that it's done. So I won't go through it in detail, but if you have any questions about anything, I'd be happy to.
Time on the surgery center out there, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it turned out to be a real nice project.
Who is do we know which medical facility it comes in?
It's a
private. So it's not affiliated with one or the other, either direction?
We've got one in Traverse City, I've got one in West City, and then Gulf Rapids. I've dealt with them because I dealt with them with their signage. Mm-hmm. But they do really good. They're very professional about it. It's very, very interesting facilities. But it's for more quick, small outpatient procedures.
A lot of things, because I work in healthcare,
sure.
I've seen the transition from an inpatient setting to an outpatient setting, and it's almost mind blowing what they're doing now as an outpatient consideration.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
if it's something that you can get out of in 24 hours of recovery, then that's what it is.
Yeah.
Which is nice. But, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Did the Balsam Street vacation request go through the commission?
It was approved by the commission pending certain information be supplied, meaning the description and easements for all utilities. We haven't received all that yet, so once that happens, then we'll be completed.
Thank you. Which one?
The Balsam Street.
Balsam Street, right over here on West Michigan.
That dead end road off of Woodland there, or?
I forgot about that one.
One thing about the Lakeview Manufactured Housing Park.
Yes.
That site where they cleaned up that chemical plant, apparently the DEQ has some issues with building over that. And not so much that it's hazardous now, but they are reluctant to allow housing over it because they believe that there is all gas and gas is collected indoors.
Okay.
So they're still reviewing that. So that may not happen in the short term.
Now, which portion was that?
That's along Lake Street, right?
Along Lake Street, yeah.
Double wide one is?
Yeah, those units there. They are going to move ahead with the Park Street side as their phase one.
And then we'll have to come back to this?
No, that site plan's approved, so it's, they can act on it at any time.
But they'll deviate from that?
Yeah, it's approval. If they want to do something different, they'll have to come back.
Okay, and then the Maxi project, we'll be seeing them back in April of 2021?
May.
Okay.
Apparently, I just received notice that there's a tax payoff, so it looks like that property has been sold. So we may be dealing with some new owner on that property.
Okay, so what happens with the zoning to that?
It's attached to the land,
okay.
So all the provisions still apply. All those timelines and thresholds and requirements of that conditional zoning are still applicable.
Okay.
So it's still multifamily?
It's conditionally zoned multifamily, yeah.
If you start to hear something about that, would you be willing to do a refresher with us? Maybe ahead of time?
Yes. So as soon as if we get any kind of
submission. If we had any idea of it coming up, it would be very beneficial to have it reviewed before they actually come in front of us.
Well, I would anticipate a preliminary review prior to any formal application.
Yes.
And that would be an opportunity to refresh everyone on what's permitted, what's allowed.
Because the process is very specific.
Specific, but there was a lot of latitude in the process or the mix of development and how it's laid out, but there are specific designs and those kinds of things that we need to be trying to do.
I always appreciate the summary. Kind of shows what you've been doing all year.
Yeah.
You've been pretty busy.
For the city, we still have two townships that we also deal with. So.
Yeah. But it shows, I think, that we're in the spotlight, that's for sure, for the city. With a lot of different projects happening.
For accessory buildings from 2019, is that about par for 20 for the year, or is that more?
Patrick issues most of the permits, so I don't know. I don't keep track of those numbers in my head, so I have to check. Accessory buildings, I think there's dwellings.
That's what I am. Yes.
Yeah.
So okay.
That would be a different category. That would be a new dwelling. We probably have to designate it as an accessory dwelling.
Okay. All right.
12 new
I saw that. I literally just saw that. That's
well, new dwellings. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and that's probably double. We have five or six new dwellings a year.
So these are a combination of waterfront as well as
anything that's a new home, new build. Yeah, the location proper.
Anything stand out to you?
No, those numbers are pretty typical.
So if we have a new $7 million bump in SEV, that doesn't necessarily mean that we get a big bump in revenue because you're still under Proposition A and the Headley Amendment. So at most, our income revenue, because of new construction, can only go up the cost of inflation.
Right.
Correct?
And that project value is what people put on their application form. It's not the SEV. So that may be a different number. This just gives us a ballpark of what people are saying they're spending to build. So that SEV number may be different.
But what the municipalities throughout the state has dealt with is that you may or may not have growth, but you may or may not see growth in revenue. But you have to provide the services, but you don't have the income to do so.
But now, doesn't the Headley Amendment only work for owners that are in an existing home and no new homes? I thought when there's a new home or when the home's turned over, they're reassessed.
So new construction would basically be uncapped and on the roll for the first time.
Right. So these are a net increase. Headley only limits increases if there's no additions or no. If there's an addition, then there's definitely reassessment. My understanding.
Or a sale.
Or a sale.
Yeah, or a sale.
No, I think you're right. So we should be realizing an increase in revenue.
Yes.
Based on $7 million. About, ballpark figure. We've only had, we're just now catching up. Am I correct in this, Ron? Could help us with this. We're just now catching up to revenue that we lost from 10 years ago.
Approximately correct.
Okay.
2008 through 2012, we actually had some pretty healthy decreases, so it's been a while to catch up.
Yeah, so it's been, we've had to do more with less.
Yeah, I think in 19, I want to say 2010, I believe our revenues from the property taxes and that were about $187,000, or a mill equal to $187,000 revenue. And we're finally getting back to that. Close to it, for this budget coming up.
Okay.
Anyone have any questions about this project? Mm-hmm. This is just presenting to us for
your information.
Okay. If for some reason you come up with any questions, we have regarding this project, All right. Move on to staff report. The housing forums or housing solutions will be meeting on the 24th, and that is to be a joint meeting of Boy City, Charlevoix, and East Jordan housing groups.
Right? Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So hopefully we can all work together with our other municipalities and see if we can find some good strategies to help implement more.
And I think Sarah Lucas is,
yes,
will be president of that meeting.
Yeah.
And she's our regional rock star as far as housing and out of Traverse City, but she has been a huge asset to Boynton City.
Yeah.
What time is that on it?
It's 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock here.
Anything else, Scott?
No, that's all I got.
Okay. Want to go to the order?
Okay. I'm good.
And did the Michigan planner?
I got mine.
Yeah.
I did not hear one.
Okay.
I think I got one.
You did?
I think so.
Okay.
All right.
I want to make sure that this month was on parking. It was actually very insightful. I wanted to loan this out to you, Nicole.
Okay.
Although it did start with something that was a little high and mighty. The planner said, let there be parking, there was parking.
Yeah.
But it was really good and something that we'll probably cover soon, won't we?
Yes, that is one of the goals to address that issue.
Charles Boyd was featured.
Yep.
In Traverse City.
I have a question in regards to the last meeting. You mentioned the rate at times for some of those webinars that you have. Did you ever get that information?
No.
Could you have Pat just email us that? Pat?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Any else? Okay. A motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Another second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Thank you, guys.